more of a cathartic thing. So I find it frustrating to listen to a song that I really get into and enjoy, only to find out that the lyrics are about standing in a club, looking at a girl, she looks back at me. It's like, oh, for God's sake, yeah, great, marvellous. So I like that layer. I think it's important to have that layer. I also think it's important, if you've got the attention of people, to have, and you have a voice that's being listened to put some worth in there, to put some value in there, to cause people to ask questions. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have plenty of love songs. Who doesn't, right? All kinds, tragic, happy, and then everything in between. But I think sometimes it's important to just have another layer, just to, you know, everyone's, this is your voice, this is your platform, this is your chance to say something. So if I can imbue an idea upon a song so that once you've got into the tune and the melody and the hook, yeah, and all of that falls away and you're used to it, you find yourself reading through the lyrics and discovering another level about the song or the artist or the idea, where it causes you to question something or look a little deeper, then that's always, that's the point.
There is sometimes that you do actually pull up an album and you've been singing along, the normally sometimes the wrong words, and then when you read it you go, that's really clever. It stings a bit like that with,
yeah,
lyrics.
Peace, quite, you know, yeah. I mean, I remember listening when we had that changeover from, now we listen to stuff on MP3, which you lose a lot of quality on. If you get the chance to listen to, if you've never really listened to a proper sound system or music through a proper sound system, which is relevant to a lot of young people these days because you just use your iPhone or headphones, which add sound and stuff, you can often lose a lot in translation, in the way it's recorded. So I like to listen to certain records of mine on my system at home, because you hear things that weren't necessarily there on an MP3 recording, or you couldn't quite hear on the phone. But lyrically, it's always important. I think you've got a voice, you should use it. You have a responsibility. Or not, depending on who you are.
Are you a morning person? Have you woken up yet?
Am I a morning person? Yeah, I've never been a morning person. No. Sure. I'm a morning person if I stay up all night.
Yeah, it's all right. I thought you were a bit grumpy, both of you, when you came in this morning, but you look a bit, both like you live the rock and roll lifestyle, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we?
You do.
Do I? Me, my.
I'm looking at your manager.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
We do have to say a big hello to Martin, because he has been your manager for years. He does everything that a proper manager should do, and he's the first one up the front whenever you do a gig. I just have to get that in, because you are 6'5" or something like that.
Yeah, we're trying to work on that element.
And you're 4'2".
Yes, I'm 4'2". So he's, and why are you always standing my eye line whenever I come to see him play live? Your gigs are absolutely phenomenal. When you do gigs live, all the gigs I've seen you at, even if people don't know your music, they stay to listen because they enjoy it and people get into it. So you've been playing gigs for a good few years. What still gives you passion to do gigging? Because it can be quite tiring.
The gig itself is always, you know, that's always a pleasure to do. You face the same challenges that you do when you're playing shows, regardless of what level you are in your career, trying to get the right sound, trying to make sure you can, it's a good performance for you. You know, but it's how important it is to be able to hear yourself clearly on stage so that you can enjoy the performance. If you enjoy the performance, you can hear yourself, the audience would enjoy it that much more. It's a connection point, really. The music is always the easiest and the only true source, and the one place that you can drop away everything concerns wise, and just let yourself go. And that's what I love about doing the performance. It doesn't make a difference of, at the end of the day, everything around and everything that's going on is personified in that moment. It's nice to have, you share those moments with band members, and they're always really, really cool, but there's something uniquely different about being a solo performer and being able to create such a big soundscape, which is what the looping allows me to do.
Yeah, we've not talked about the looping. So if you're thinking it's just Paolo and a guitar, which is absolutely fantastic, when you come along to see you on a gig, it isn't. Because sometimes if you are just guitar and vocals, it can start off a very nice gig for the first maybe three or four numbers. Then people kind of drift, because it's the same sound, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what kind of led me towards building up more of a sound scope when I was playing, more of a bigger sound. And that was something I really enjoyed doing. And once I was able to pull it off and then take that out and perform that live, It's euphoric in many ways. It's self-healing in many ways as well. It's an incredible way to perform and to it's great to write like that as well. But the performance angle, there's so much intensity in it. There's so much that I suppose could go wrong. It really is a leap of faith.
Because you start off sometimes with the guitar, then you add the bass live, then you'll have the keyboard, then you'll have the drums as well. So you build up the track.
This is it. It's like having a recording studio there next to me. And basically what you're watching is the song being constructed and built in front of you in an artistic way, you know, in a way that doesn't take away from the track. So you're always trying to produce something that's different. But I felt that as well from acoustic shows. The best acoustic shows were three or four songs long.
Yeah.
In my opinion, when you saw artists play, because unless they had something very different about the way they played or their style that kept you like intrigued, even with the best songs and really catchy tunes, you could still wander away from it. So being able to open up the performance and the production side of it and give people an opportunity to not necessarily see how a song's built, because that wasn't my intention, but just to build a bigger soundscape. So that you're there watching one person, but by the end of the song, you know, you're pinned to the back of the wall.
It's more like having about 20 Paolos.
Yeah, and the next stage with that, I mean, is to try and get the visual representation of that. So to try and live loop the video and sort of film myself playing these instruments and then reproduce that and loop that so it's being projected whilst I'm playing. That's the next stage of it all, which I'm trying to work on. And then to build that whole thing into a performance piece so that it's more... The gig becomes like a performance piece of art then, and every gig will be different. So that's the rig that I'm working on building at the moment from the technical side of things. But as to the live shows, it's a place where you lose yourself. And it's very difficult to explain. It's difficult to explain, but then if you're in an audience watching a great band or your favourite band, and that euphoric feeling that you get when your favourite song of that band comes on, you know, that feeling, that ownership, that connection, that's what we all feel when we're playing the songs, just on a sort of more sonic level.
And you also do all the harmonies as well, so it's not only just playing all the instruments, you do the harmonies live, and our harmonies can be a little bit...
Yes, I sing with my
voice. Yeah, there's voices, and it's cracking. It really is a good show, but that'd be fantastic, having the backdrop and the video.
I think so. Yeah. I think if we can get something like that going on, even the projected images work is good, because I don't think there's any lack of entertainment. It's not to sort of, because watching me do all this stuff is necessarily not as good, but I just think it's another medium to add to it. And I like the idea of creating visual designs with everything that's going on, you know.
So if you get a chance to see Paolo live, we will give out details for the website.
You can come. I'll jump in there straight away. I'm going to be at the Stables in Milton Keynes on the 19th of May. That's a Friday night, if you get the chance to come down. That's a lovely venue. We'll take care of us. And then we've got the Electric Jam. We have Albert Mann and Bird joining us down there on the 9th or 6th. So 9th of the 6th, day after the election. So come along and commiserate or celebrate, depending on which way you go. And then we've got the Stowe Blue Fest Festival, Stowe Blues Festival, which is on the 10th of the 6th, the day after. So there's loads of gigs coming up. You can find them all on our website and social media as well.